Thank you much and welcome back. Let's finish our conversation with Dave Spickler of Lighthouse Commodities on where these markets might be headed and what's a farmer to do in these dips.
You know, there's sure nothing in the 2-week forecast that's supportive at all to grains here. And you have Iowa has its best rated corn crop in nearly 30 years. They're on track for just a gigantic crop. And the challenge we've had for the last month is a longer term forecast promised some heat and dryness, and they still do to some extent. But then as we roll into that 2-week window, that heat and dryness just keeps fading away. And so you've continued to just have a really favorable overall balance of start to this crop. And so we're just a little leery that's going to just keep happening. And your window's closing quick on corn for a market rally type weather event. Once you've pollinated that crop, it gets really tough to have a major weather story. So it's certainly still possible and a lot of time for soybeans, but it's not looking nearly as likely that we have a big weather story as even a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So what's your advice to producers?
I mean, just in real brief, it's on any nearby stuff, anything that has to move yet of old crop or has to move at harvest, you've got to get any sort of rally probably used to market that. Longer term, though, the stuff that can store past harvest and whatnot, you're already at levels that don't support selling. It's very unlikely the prices we see today would be the best prices we see over the next 90 to 180 days. It's very low probability. So taking care of those short-term needs, that grain that's already moved or moving, but otherwise, growers certainly should be patient on the bushels that can be stored and have time. We're already past the point of where we would likely see prices rally to at some point down the road. Doesn't mean they won't fall more in the short term, but coming away from that, we should see better prices in this at some point in the next 3 to 6 months, almost certainly.
Yeah, well, whether it's cash, futures, hedging, or options, selling at break even might be a victory, huh?
Yeah, it's certainly not helping us in North Dakota that we have kind of average crops coming, so you don't have those extra bushels like a year ago, and break even on something like wheat or soybeans might be a huge win this year. Just still a really challenging market to navigate, because you take average yields, mediocre prices, high costs, it doesn't leave a guy a lot of room.
Dave Spickler, what do you think of the cattle market?
I new highs again today. We're not cattle advisors, but I feed a lot of cattle, and it's been an enjoyable last few months for that. You're getting close to the seasonal following 2014, really close. We're getting close to the end of it here.
Yeah.
We're going to see highs probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks, but it's fun right now.
That's right, Dave. Livestock, like grain farming, it's fun until it ain't. So it's going to move these markets. Todd Horowitz of Bubba Trading on AgriTalk yesterday.
I think it's going to take some time, but I think where the real problem is there's no action in the market. There's no price action. There's no participation. I think corn's in trouble here, but again, it should hold. Beans, the same thing. Wheat's still pretty strong compared to the other two, but none of them are any good, and none of them are getting a lot of price action. I've been calling that I thought cattle was going down since it was 190. So now it's 220 and continuing to go. There's no reason, as I've said the last few weeks, to get in front of it. Let it go. You'll have time to get in, but the first rip's going to be a limit down day or a couple limit down days once they rip down. But right now, the tape is so strong, and there's nobody there. Again, there's no participation. There's nobody to stop them. There's no fun selling them. They just keep buying them and pushing them higher and squeezing the shorts to death. Volumes are about 40 to 50% of normal, which means there's not a lot of participation, which is why the equities are still driving higher, because, listen, the markets are predisposed to go higher, commodities are predisposed to go lower, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yet another reality check from Todd Bubba Horowitz. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break. We'll be right back.